This is our town.
Ah, it's that time of the week, Lou. Time for a podcast, My Town on Listener, and it's awesome to have you on board once again. Can I say happy post-Easter to you, even though your time away was spent in recovery?
Look, indeed. Well, not even in recovery, actually. In illness. Gosh,
well,
poor
recovery through an illness.
I mean, you know, the dreaded spicy cough got me over the holidays. I know, a bit rough, eh?
I reckon.
It's still around. Who knew?
Yeah, COVID's still a thing after all of this time. We haven't eradicated it just yet.
I think
yet.
It's time for it to go because I'm a bit over it, to be honest.
That I understand. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. That's fair enough too. But can we just say, look, a quick shout out to the border for putting on some amazing Easter festivities and activities, because I had the in-laws in town and they absolutely loved every single bit of machinery, every nut, bolt, wheel, hubcap, shifter, you name it, at the CF Nats, the Camaro Firebird Nationals.
Nice. Yeah, it was a good weekend to have friends and family in town, Easter,
yep.
Wasn't it?
Oh, great.
There was lots on.
Certainly was. Lots of people out here behaving themselves, and we'd love to see it. Like, the border just puts on so many good shows and activities to get involved in, and this year was no exception. But we move forward from Easter to, a couple of superstars that are joining us on May 4th. We had an absolute ball catching up with them on today's show. Tanya Kernaghan and Jason Owen coming to town soon.
Yeah, absolutely. If you love live music, you want to get amongst this at the Commercial Club.
Tickets are available now. We caught up for a big chat, found out how this came to be, how much fun they're having touring together, the adventures they've been, and the strange little towns they found themselves in along the journey. Have a listen here at My Town on Listener. It is the Borders 105.7 Triple M, Lou and Al for breakfast. And I tell you what, Lou, we do love a rockin' show, and one is absolutely coming to the Commercial Club coming up May 4. A couple of very special guests on board, and it's time to introduce them.
Absolutely. Let's not waste any time. Let's have a big hello for Tanya Kernaghan and Jason Owen. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
G'day, Lou. G'day, Al. How are you?
Oh, yeah, modern technology, all people online. This is sensational. And we can't wait, because it's going to be, as we said, a rockin' show at the Commercial Club May 4. We get to see you both in action. But let's go back to the start, guys, because this came about after you teamed up for the John Denver Classic back home again. Now, who approached who and said, hey, can we team up here?
Yeah, look, well, that's a great question, guys. I was actually sitting at home through one of the lockdowns, I think it was, and I had a no-caller ID call on my phone, right? And usually I don't answer a no-caller ID.
Who does?
On this occasion, I just happened to answer it because I had nothing else to do, right?
Yeah, because you were desperate for a bit of interaction.
Sick of making sourdough, yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, I answered the phone with a bit of aggression, and this beautiful voice down the end said, is that Jason? I said, yeah, it is. She said, oh, it's Tanya Kernaghan speaking. I nearly fell off the chair, as you can imagine. And it was Tan, obviously, and she had a show online at the time called the TK Club, and she had different artists coming on board singing some choruses of songs and what have you, and she asked me to sing the song Take Me Home Country Roads, and I did that for her. And cut a long story short, we had a chat about my John Denver music over time and what I'd released and X Factor and all that type of stuff back in the day, and she said one of her favourite songs was Back Home Again, and if you're ever back in the studio to record another album or what have you, I'd love to do it as a duet. And I went straight in the studio and recorded it and said I'd been working on a new album. And the rest is history, guys. It's been an incredible journey. I love working with Tan.
Wow.
That's amazing. So, Tanya, as a real seasoned professional in the music industry, how does it change the way you approach things when you're collaborating with somebody?
Well, it's always good to have some new blood, you know, come in and ideas. And Jason's, pretty innovative. And sometimes he'll say, hey, Tan, maybe try doing it this way, where I'm a bit of a traditionalist in many ways. But on the same side of the scale, or the other end of the scale, I suppose, is when we're on stage together, because I have been around a while and done a few shows, I don't really have a filter when I'm performing, so often Jason looks at me as if he's quite embarrassed and looks a bit shocked about some of the things I say. I like to keep him on his edge, but on the edge all the time. But, we definitely have a good time when we're out on the road together. And I think the collaboration's been great. You know, Jason is such a talent, and, going out and performing with him, it's just a real pleasure.
So when you're at one of these shows, this is a case of, you know, a big chunk of the audience are yours, Tanya, and a big chunk are yours, and they've all come together for a ripper night out?
It is. What do you reckon, Jase?
Yeah, I agree, Tan. It is definitely 110%. I mean, look, I grew up listening to Australian country music, guys, and, you know, grew up in a little place called Albert in central New South Wales, and, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. I grew up listening to Lee and Tanya and Troy Cassidaly and Slim Dusty and John Williamson and Adam Harvey, you name it, across the board. And, I mean, just in general, to be able to share the stage with Tan is so much fun because, as she just said, we enjoy ourselves up on stage. We've created such a great friendship. And definitely 100%, you know, Tan hasn't toured a lot of this area that we're going to in the central western New South Wales and down there in Albury and Queensland and Victoria and everywhere else that we've been and we're going to for quite a few years as well because she's been working on television. So people are excited to see Tan again. And obviously I've been touring quite a lot for the last 2 or 3 years when I can. And it's definitely a 50-50 show. And you know, we have a different... you know, I guess a group of age demographic. We have young people to older people and different mixture of songs that can hit both demographics as well. So, you know, it really is a fun show. And it was only timely that we bring it back down to Albury. We had such a great show there last year and Tan showed me around the town and showed me a lot of different things. So it was great. It was fantastic.
What's it like for you coming back to Albury, Tanya?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. It's really great. You know, in fact, I was only down there about a week ago and catching up with some of the family. But it's the hills, it's the gum trees, it's the Murray River, it's Monument Hill. I mean, Monument Hill brings back such great memories for me.
Did you do the steps up to Monument or did you just drive up there?
Of course I didn't. I drove up.
Come on, who are you kidding?
It's quite the walk.
It's an incredible stroll up there. But, yeah, so much easier to drive and a fantastic view when you get up there. Now, one thing you mentioned, Jason, just before, and obviously this rings true for you, Tanya, the touring that you've both had over time, you would have seen a nice section of this beautiful country that we call home. But where is the oddest place that you've ever performed? Has there been like a bingo hall in a town of 30 people where, you know, 3 people and a dog turned up and you thought, what am I doing here on this milk crate?
Actually, a couple of weeks ago, we were at a little town called Yarraka, which is in central Queensland, and the population's about 12. And we were at the pub there doing a show as part of a fundraiser for Angel Flight. Oh, yeah. And it was a little dinky stage and a couple of local dogs, local policemen came. It was very good, actually. And actually, they got a great little crowd that came along. But that's kind of one of the oddest places we've been for a while, hasn't it, Jase? It's sort of out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This place was incredible, actually. It was really such a great night, wasn't it, Tan? It was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a great night to be performing.
Good night to perform, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a good night.
Everyone's in for a good night on St. Patrick's Day. And it's interesting, isn't it? I think it's a unique environment that we have here in Australia for artists because if you do tour, you've got the opportunity to go to places like that that most people never get to see.
Exactly. And there's a big market out there, guys, for, you know, in these little places that a lot of people actually don't bring shows to or appear at. You know, because, I mean, as soon as it's mentioned that there's less than 100 people in a town, it's like, oh, you know, how many people are going to come to the show if we bring a full band out there and what type of show and, you know, how do you advertise the show and all that type of stuff. But we've always worked on the motto of, you know, bringing the show to people that don't get the opportunity to see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always works really well. And it's not about, you know, well, it is business, of course it is, but it's also about doing something that you love.
Yeah.
And people love music. They love entertainment. And, you know, places like Yarraka, they might be 4 or 5 hours from, you know, their closest major city. Oof, you know what I mean? You know, where they might have to go for operations or, you know, to do a general shop or whatever it might be, you know. So they don't get that type of entertainment out there. So I think it's really good to take these shows and obviously appear in these little places like Tan and I do. And Tan's True Blue, you know, she's a real believer in supporting Outback and regional Australia. And by doing that, by going to these small places, not only are you taking them entertainment, but you're bringing business into the town. So it's really important.
And you're creating a day as big as Christmas in the town's history too. So
yeah, exactly, 100%.
Very true. Well, You guys, from St. Patrick's Day to actually performing on May the 4th at the Commercial Club. So it's Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day, yep.
So you might have to add a little different costuming to your performance at the Commercial Club in Albury.
Yeah, may the force be with us.
Yeah, absolutely, may it. So May 4th at the Commercial Club in Albury. Tickets available right now. Tanya Kernaghan and Jason Owen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for having us. We really appreciate it.
All right, that's it for My Town this week. Enjoy yourselves. Don't forget, tickets still available for that big show to go and see both Tanya and Jason May 4th. Although I tell you, when we gave away tickets on the show, the phone just would about melted down.
It did. It did. So, yeah, you better get onto those tickets quickly because they will go fast at the Commercial Club.
In the meantime, don't forget to vote for your favourite category. Plenty to choose from in Best of the Border. You can find out more details through our website, and we'll be back on your radio listener app before you know it.